Good morning. It's good to see you here this morning. I love this time of year, Christmas season. I love to sing these Christmas carols and remembering the Lord's coming. If you did not receive a bulletin today, would you raise your hand? We'd like you to follow along. The message today, if you do not receive a bulletin, please raise your hand.
假如你没有收到单张，你可以举手，后面的可以发给你这个单张。
Our theme for the year is that Christ is the head of this house.
我们今年的主题是基督是我家之主。
And we are, as a house, as individuals who believers in Jesus Christ, we are in a spiritual warfare.
不管是我们个人也好，是我们家庭也好，我们现在在一个属灵的征战当中。
And God would have us to be victorious. He would have us to be overcomers. And we're looking here at how we can be overcoming or overcomers.
主愿意我们都是得胜者，我们今天要看的就是我们如何得胜。
And so we see here in chapter 6 of Ephesians, verse 16, in addition, take up the shield of faith.With which you can extinguish all the fiery arrows of an evil one.
我们今天要看的是以弗所书第六章第十六节。此外又拿起信德当盾牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
Let's bow our heads in prayer as we prepare ourselves for the message. Father, we thank you for this day.
主，我们感谢你这今天。
We come to worship you and to praise you.
我们来这里来敬拜你。
We ask that you would prepare our hearts to receive the word of God.
愿你预备我们的心，让我们能够接受你的话语。
Pray that you would anoint your servant to speak forth the words that you would have to be said.
愿你膏你的仆人，让他从他的口中讲出你说要他讲的话。
Father, help us to grow in faith.
让我们的信心增长。
We ask that you would be with those who are weakness of flesh, and we pray for their illness. We remember them in prayer today.
我愿意你与他们那些身体软弱的与他们同在。
Lord, we thank you. We ask that you would lead and direct. We ask you would be glorified in Jesus' name.
感谢主，愿意你的名被荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. So what strategies can we use to fight this spiritual warfare?
我们有什么样的战略呢去赢得这个属灵的征战。
We looked at the first strategy. Very important that we remember that we are overcoming weakness with strength. Not our strength, but God's strength.
我们第一个战略的要点就是要用力量战胜软弱，而不是靠我们自己的力量，而是靠主，依赖主的他的大能大力。
So chapter 6 and verse 10 tells us, Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power.
6章10节就讲要依靠主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
So if we are to be overcomers, we have to lean and we have to trust in God's strength and power.
若说我们要做得胜的者，我们要依靠神的大能大力。
Strategy number 2 for overcoming is overcoming falsehood with truth.
第二点就是要用真理胜过谎言。
As it tells us in verse 14, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist.
14节讲要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰。
All around us in this world are many falsehood, many lies. We have to know the truth and be buckled around with the truth.
我们看到这世上有很多的谎言，所以我们要用真理当作带子束腰。
And then we see strategy number 3 for overcoming evil with good.
第三点就是我们要用良善胜过罪恶。
Chapter 6 and verse 14, put on the breastplate of righteousness.
14节讲要用公义当作复兴镜。
And so this is the armor. We're reminded this armor we need to put on every day, the armor of God.
这边讲到我们这个叫像盔甲一样，我们要把这个当作复兴镜。
And then strategy number four we saw last time for overcoming. Overcoming anxiety with peace.
上一次我们讲到第四点就是要用平安胜过焦虑。
And so the verse here in chapter 6 and verse 15, stand firm with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
15节讲到我们要站稳了用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And just like we put on both of those shoes, we have peace with God and we have the peace of God. That we are reconciled with God and we have peace in our hearts and minds.
就像我们穿上我们的鞋我们要神在我们的身上也要做我们的平安的福音。
So then today we look at the key question, what is strategy number five for overcoming?
我们今天讲的是第五点就是怎么样来战胜的第五点。
Take up the shield of faith.
这边讲到要用信德做盾牌。
With which you can extinguish all the fiery arrows of the evil one.
你可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
And so our key idea today is this, overcoming fear with faith.
我们主要的关键理念就是要用信心胜过恐惧。
Now, lack of faith is seldom a matter of disbelief. It's usually a matter of fear.
通常信心不足不是因为我们不信而是因为恐惧。
I don't know what fears you might have today, what fears you might have about tomorrow or the future, but faith can overcome those fears.
我不知道你今天担忧的是什么明天担忧的是什么我们相信信心是能够战胜这恐惧。
So we ask ourselves, a definition, what is faith?
我们要问一下那个信心的定义在什么地方。
It is more than belief.
因为它不仅仅是相信。
We know that there is one God, and the demons also believe that there is one God.
我们知道只有一个神那就是魔鬼他也信只有一个神。
Even theJames chapter 2 tells us, even the demons believe and tremble.
雅各二章十九节讲到魔鬼也信却是战惊。
So think of this, faith is an active practice built on belief.
信心实际上是我们在信仰这个基础上的一个实践。
We need to understand what faith is. There's different aspects of faith.
我们需要明白这个信心到底是什么道理。
Think of secondly, what is theological faith?
那么在神学上信心是什么解释的呢
?So here, this is faith is belief plus trust.
那信心就是信仰加上信靠。
It is resting in the person of God and in His Word.
是安息在神的话中。
I love the Chinese characters and the pictures that are in the Chinese characters.
就像中国字这样写的那样。
The Chinese word for faith, 信, is a person leaning or resting on the word.
假如用中文字的话就是一个人信靠在这个话语上。
That's a beautiful picture of faith. We're leaning, we're trusting in the word of God.And the promises of God and in God Himself.
这就是好像一个图片就是我们一个人是怎么样把自己信靠在神的上面。
So faith is solid, unshakable confidence in God built upon the assurance that He is faithful to His promises.
信心就是所望之事的实底是未见之事的确据。
So if you think about faith, I want to give you an illustration of faith.
那我给你们讲个例子。
Marla Runyon,
Marla Runyon
has run in at least two Olympics for the United States.
她代表美国队参加了两次奥运会。
She is legally blind.
她是一个瞎子。
She can only see a little bit on the sides, peripheral vision.In front of her, she is blind.
她朝前面看她看不清楚在边上稍微她能够看到一点光。
She is amazing. She ran in two Olympics, 1500 meters.
她是一个非常惊奇人，她参加两届奥运会，她参加1500米跑。
Someone asked her, how can you run when you can't see the finish line?
有人问她，你假如看不清楚，你怎么能够跑呢？
She said to them, I can't see it, but I know it's there.
她说我看不到它，但我知道它在那儿。
And she runs knowing that it's there.
她的奔跑是按照她感觉到，她知道那个她在那边。
And you know, faith is seeing what cannot be seen. Faith is trusting God. How do you know there's a sun when there's clouds there? You know that there's a sun above the clouds.
信心是看见那看不见的。我们就像看这个云，当那个云彩遮住太阳的时候，我们知道太阳还在云的后面。
Let me ask you, how do you know there's love? You've never seen love. How do you know there's love?
你怎么知道有爱呢？你也看不见爱啊。
But you feel that love. You know that there is love.
但是你是能够感受到这个爱的。
Number three, what is biblical love, faith?
那圣经上对信心是怎么解释的呢？
And biblical faith, we see here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the chapter of faith, it tells us what biblical faith is.
这边希伯来书11章就讲到圣经上对信心的解释。
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
就是信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Faith is substance, something you can grab hold of. Faith is based upon evidence.
信心实际上是一个实底，是实底是虽然你看不见，但是它是有实际根据的。
Martin Luther King Jr. said this about faith. Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase.
马丁路德金他对信心的解释说，你虽然你看不见整个楼梯，但是你有信心迈出第一步。
To take that first step.
你愿意，你能够迈出这第一步。
At marriage, at the wedding, you say to one another, I do. You take that first step, even though you can't see the whole path of that journey.
就像你们在结婚的时候，你说我愿意，那你虽然你看不见你婚姻后面，以后的情况，但是你愿意。
And then what is everyday faith?
那什么是每天的信心呢？
You see, we all exercise faith many different ways every day of our lives.
我们实际上每天都有这个信心的表现。
Our lives, you sat down in these chairs today, you exercise faith, you believe that chair would hold you.
当你每天坐着，就像你坐在这个椅子上，你有信心这个椅子能够支持你。
Maybe after Thanksgiving you ate so much food you had to test it out before you sat down.
也许你像感恩节吃了太多东西，你要先试一下这个椅子能不能支撑你。
We exercise faith every day. Now think of this one exercise of faith that we have. Think about flying.
实际上我每天都有这个信心的试验。比方就像你飞行。
It takes faith to step into a mental tube and to be hurled into the air 30,000 feet above the ground while going 500 miles per hour.
就像你三万米高空，你坐进这个飞机，这个是用铁制成，用金属制成的，它飞在三万米的高空当中。
Yet we exercise our faith by putting our lives in the hands of the pilot.
但是我们相信飞行员能够能够安全的飞行。
How many of you have flown an airplane? Raise your hand.
你们多谁飞行过？
Look at all these people. Look at their faith in the pilot.
所以我们看到，我们好像大家都有这个信心。
If you can put your faith in the pilot, surely you can put your faith in Jesus.
若是你有信心放在飞行员的身上，你肯定也是能够有信心。
Think about this. God is my pilot.
那耶稣神就是我们的飞行员。
God is my pilot, and I can trust him to lead and direct, and I can put my faith in Him.
神是我们的生命的飞行员，所以我们愿意把我们的信心信靠在他身上。
There are also descriptions of faith.
我们也有一些对于这个信心的描述。
Here we see the description, the shield of faith.
哦，这边我们可以看到这个信心的盾牌。
In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the fiery arrows of the evil one.
这边16节就讲到，此外又拿着信德当作盾牌，可以密警那恶者一切的火箭。
So we see here that we take hold of that faith, that shield of faith.
这边我们看到可以拿着这个盾牌。
Here Paul is describing a large shield that was used by the Roman soldiers to protect their whole bodies.
保罗所这边描写的是在罗马士兵所拿的那个很大的一个盾牌。
This shield was 4 feet tall and 2.5 feet wide.
这个盾牌有4尺长2尺半宽。
It was made of leather, stretched over wood and reinforced with metal.
它是用皮包在这个木头上然后由那个金属来支撑它。
And you would not go to battle without your shield.
你不可能在征战的时候你都是一定要有这个手里一定要拿着这个盾牌。
What are these flaming arrows?
那些火箭是什么样的呢?
These flaming arrows are fiery darts we see here were often used in ancient times.
这火箭就是那古时候人家打仗的时候就在箭上点上火。
Sometimes the soldiers would dip the tip of the arrow into poison.
有的时候他们会把这箭浸在这个毒里面。
And the poison was, produced a swift and painful death. All it had to do is graze the person and the poison would go into the person's system.
那毒箭的目的就是只是你擦伤了以后你就会中毒而死。
On other occasions, the enemy would dip the arrows or the darts in pitch and ignite them with fire.
有的时候他们就把这箭浸在油里面然后点上火。
And so these arrows represent every kind of attack launched by the devil and his demons against the people of God.
这就像那些魔鬼对神的子民所发生各样的攻击。
The poison that might attack us from within.
那个毒可能是从里面来攻击你们。
The fire that might attack us from without.
火可能是从外面来攻击我们。
And the only way to protect yourself is through faith.
唯一的保全你的方法就是通过信心。
1 John 5:4, this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith.
约翰一书就讲到使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。
So faith, think of this, the shield of faith to protect our relationship with God, protect our spiritual warfare.
信心的盾牌就是我们是保护我们与跟神的关系。
And then there is another description here of the journey of faith. What is the journey of faith?
下面一个表述就是说什么是信心之旅。
One of my favorite verses here, and I'd like for you to look at this verse, and if you read it with me in English or in Chinese, I want you to read this verse with me right now, everyone. English or Chinese?
Just, 耶和华不可依靠你们自己的聪明，在你们一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding.And all your ways submit to Him, and He makes your path straight. He'll lead your journey of faith.
专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，要在一切所行的事上要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Watchman Nee said these words, The Christian experience from start to finish is a journey of faith.
尼陀森弟兄讲，自始至终，基督徒的经历就是一次信心之旅。
If you are a believer in Jesus Christ today, you are on a journey of faith.
若是你信耶稣基督，你就是一个在行走在一个信心之旅之上。
Maybe you've heard of the book The Pilgrim's Progress, written by John Bunyan.
也许你听过看过这本天路历程的书是约翰本人所写的。
It's also talking about our journey of faith.
他也是讲到了一个基督徒的信心之旅。
Think briefly here, I want to share with you my journey of faith.
我很简单的我要跟你们大家分享一下我自己的信心之旅。
When I was 9 years of age, I realized I could not save myself and that I was a sinner.
在九岁的时候我就认识到我自己不能从自己拯救自己。
So I believed in Jesus Christ. I asked Him to come into my heart and to be my Savior.
我相信耶稣基督，我愿他做我的救主。
When I was 10 years of age, I confessed Him before others and I was baptized.
在十岁的时候，我在别人面前悔改认罪，我被受浸。
When I was 18 years of age and going to college, I gave my life to the Lord, whatever He would have me to do, and I prayed for God's will for my life.
18岁的时候，我去大学上学，我愿意把我自己生命都交托给主。
My senior year of college, I met some missionaries from Taiwan, and at 22 years of age, I believed the call, God was calling me to go to Taiwan.
在22岁当我是要毕业的时候，我遇到一些从台湾来的传道宣道人我愿意把我自己的生命交给这个到台湾的宣道。
And then at 25 years of age, finishing up my master's program and raising support, went to Taiwan as a missionary at 25 years of age.
25岁的时候我完成了我自己硕士的学业，然后我筹募了一些款项，然后去台湾宣道。
At 29 years of age, God called me to go out into this village that had no churches out in Taichung County and start a church there in that village.
那29岁的时候，我在台中县，台中市现在是，就到这个乡，我去牧职堂。
I didn't always know what the path would lead to, but I trusted God and He called me to this path.
我不知道我自己前面的路什么，但是每一次都是神带领，我信靠神，愿意他来带领我。
So think about this and think about your journey of faith.
想一想你自己这个信心之旅。
Number four, I want you to think about what is true faith.
第四点我们要看什么样是真正的信心。
We have a picture of true faith in Hebrews chapter 11.
我们这边看到有一个图片可以看到是希伯来书11章所讲的信心之父。
It's called the Hall of Faith, the Heroes of Faith.
我们看到的是这个信心之父的名人堂。
We see some of God's most faithful people who could not see the finish line and knew that it was there.And the faith of these people that moved them to action, even in fearful circumstances.
我们看到的是这边看到的是那些对信心有忠实的人，他们虽然看不到终点，但是他们即使可怕情况，他们也是能够采取行动。
So we see here that faith to bring the proper sacrifice, like Abel.
我们可以看到亚伯他是怎么样依靠信心。献祭的。
Faith to walk with God like Enoch.
我们可以看到以诺是怎么样跟神一起行走的。
Faith to build an ark when it was told it was going to rain, even though you'd never seen rain in your life.
我们可以看到挪亚是怎么凭着信心造他的方舟，那时候他甚至也看不到雨。
Like Noah. And we see the journey begins by obediently following God despite not knowing the final destination, like Abraham.
我们也看到亚伯拉罕，他虽然不知道终点在哪，他还是愿意顺服神的呼召。
Abraham left the city and had to live in tents.
他离开了城市，住在旷野之中。
He was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God.
他是寻找这个城市由神来建造的。
And the faith of his wife Sarah, who bore a child when she was past the age of childbearing.
他的信心导致莎拉在已经过了生育的年龄，他还能够生孩子。
The faith to sacrifice His only Son in obedience, believing that God could raise Him from the dead.
他也愿意顺服神，把自己的唯一的儿子献给神。
We see the faith of the other patriots. We see Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. We see their faith.
我们看到以撒、雅各，我们看到约瑟，他们是怎么样，有信心。
And then we see the faith of Moses.
我们也看到摩西的信心。
The faith of his parents to hide him for 3 months.
他的母亲藏了他三个月。
And then Moses refusing to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
摩西不愿意作为法老女儿的儿子。
Moses was willing to suffer with the people of God.
他愿意与神的儿女同在。
And we see how his faith led to the people of Israel leaving Egypt.
我们可以看到他的信心带领以色列人从埃及出来。
We see the four scenes of faith here, crossing the Red Sea.
我们看到他带领那些以色列人过红海。
And then we see how the walls of Jericho fell before him.
我们看到耶利哥的城墙倒塌。
And even the faith of Rahab.
利百加的拉合的那个信心。
These are witnesses to us. Men and women of faith.And we are to follow in their steps.
这些信心对我们来说是我们的榜样。
But we look at the faith, we also ought to look at what is amazing faith.
我们看这些信心，我们也看到什么样是一个惊人的信心。
In the New Testament, there are two times when Jesus was amazed.
新约当中提到，耶稣他有两次很惊讶的信心。
Both of these times have to do with faith.
这两次惊讶都跟信心有关。
First of all, Jesus was amazed because this Roman centurion, a Gentile who wouldn't have been expected to have faith in Jesus at all, had great faith in the power of Jesus' word.
第一次他对那个罗马的一个百夫长，他是一个外邦人，但是他的信心是耶稣大大的惊讶。
He believed that Jesus just said the word and his servant would be healed.
他就是这个百夫长说，你只要说话，耶稣只要说话就可以治愈他的仆人。
And Jesus was amazed at his great faith.
耶稣非常的惊讶他的信心。
The second time that Jesus was amazed by faith was because of the lack of it.
第二次他的惊讶是有些人缺乏这个信心。
When he went to his hometown of Nazareth, where he had performed many works, and yet he saw their faith. He would have expected them to have faith, but he was amazed by their unbelief.
他行了许多神迹奇事，但是他到了自己的拿撒勒的时候，他自己出生的地方，那拿撒勒人还是不相信他。
So we can see these two times that Jesus was amazed.Because of great faith and because of lack of faith.
我们看到耶稣所惊讶的，既惊讶有人有信心，也惊讶有人缺乏信心。
I wonder, as Jesus looks at our lives, is he amazed by our great faith or by our lack of faith?
我有的时候想知道，我们个人在耶稣的面前，他是惊讶我们的信心，对他有信心呢，还是缺乏信心？
Applications. Faith is something we need to apply to our lives. What are ways to help you and me to grow in faith?
我们可以看一些应用的方面，有什么方法可以增加我们的信心。
Number one, to grow our faith, we need preaching.
第一，要增加我们信心，我们需要神的道。
Romans 10:17 says this, faith comes by hearing...And hearing by the word of God.
罗马书十章十七节讲到信道是从听道而来，听道是从基督的话来的。
We hear the preaching of God's word. We hear the stories of the Bible, even as children would hear those stories.
我们听到神的道，我们听到从小就听到那些故事。
And so our faith is generated by the hearing of God's word.
我们的信道是从听道而来的。
The preaching of the word is a means that God uses to grow up our faith.
我们的信心就会增长。
So when you hear the word of God or you read the Bible and then respond to the word of God, our faith grows.
当你读圣经，当你听神的话语，那帮助我们的信心增长。
And when God tells us to do something and we do it, we strengthen our faith, our ability to believe Him.
当神教导我们，告知我们要做某些事情的时候，他就会加强我们的信心，更使我们有能力相信他。
So you want to grow your faith? You start by hearing the word of God.
你若是要增强信心，你先是要听神的道。
I want to encourage all of us, beginning of this new year, January, to read through the Bible.
愿意鼓励大家在新年开始的时候，都能够把圣经读一遍。
If you're a seeker, you might start with the Gospel of John, reading through the Gospel of John, and then the other Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
你若是一个寻求者，你可以先从约翰福音读起，然后读其他四个福音。
And if you're a believer, if you've not finished reading through the New Testament, I encourage you, I challenge you, this next year, read through the New Testament.
若是你是一个信徒，你可以，若是你还没有完全读过新约的话，你可以把新约读一遍。
At the end of this month, we're going to have some Bible reading schedules, different schedules that you can pick to encourage us to read through our Bibles.
月底的时候，我们会给大家一个schedule 就是那个日历，让大家能够按照这个日历来读这个圣经。
If you've not read through the Bible, I encourage you to do that. And if you read through the Bible, look at it again with fresh eyes, as a child would read through it, looking at it and letting God speak to us.
即便你已经读过，你可以再读一遍，让你有一个新鲜的感觉。
On Wednesday nights, we're going to be looking through the Psalms on Wednesday nights and learning how to praise God and how to pray the Psalms back to God.
星期三祷告会的时候，我们会一起读诗篇。
These are ways to grow our faith.
这是我们信心增长的一个方式。
And also, number two, to grow our faith, we need problems.
第二就是增长我们的信心，我们需要自寻麻烦。
None of us wants problems. We want life to be smooth.
没有一个人我们愿意我们自己生活当中有麻烦，我们希望生活一切顺利。
But problems hit us like storms, and it brings waves of fear that we can learn.
那麻烦就像暴风雨一样的会袭击我们，它带来这个恐惧的滋波。
Problems drive us to the Lord and teach us to lean on Him.
那些麻烦会驱使我们更加靠近主，更加仰赖他。
You see, you don't really know Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you have.
实际上你并不知道耶稣的全部，直到你一无所有的时候。
We don't ask for problems, but problems are what we often need to grow our faith.
虽然我们不自己寻求这样的麻烦，但是这些麻烦常常会使我们信心增长。
See, God uses our problems to deepen our faith in Him, and life's most challenging and fearful situations could be our best opportunity to realize God's strength.
神利用那些麻烦来增加我们对他的信心，生命当中那些挑战和可怕的情况是我们体验神的力量的最好的时候。
If I were to ask you, and I were to share also, when are the times you feel closest to God? And they were probably times you were going through troubles and difficulties.
也许我跟你们交通，跟我自己生命经历也有关系，就是当我觉得与神最亲近的时候，就是我生命当中有的时候是最困难、最挑战的时候。
So we need to grow our faith.We need preaching. We need problems. And the third thing we need people.
第三个就是增加我们信心，我们需要人。
Now think about this with me. While the Roman soldier was the shield, the soldier carried the shield. It was carried by individual soldiers. But it was most effective when the shields were combined with the shields of other soldiers.
虽然罗马士兵他们每个人都有自己的盾牌，但是这个盾牌最有效的时候，它是当他们合在一起使用。
So when soldiers put their shields together and marched forward, that was most effective. Having the shields before them and the shields over them, marching together was the most effective.
当士兵们把这个所有的盾牌合在一起的时候，或者盖在他们头上的时候，那个时候他们的保护是最强的。
If you want to expect to be protected, you got to stick with the group. You march with the unit. You live like a family.
所以你若是要得到这个样的保护，就是你要像跟其他人其他的人在一起。
We need other Christians who speak God's word into our lives.
需要其他的基督徒在我们的生活当中向我们对神说话。
It's not like a Christian over here with his shield just by himself. We're to put our shields together and march forward as a church, as believers in Jesus Christ.
我们基督徒不是孤军作战，而是要合在一起，我们把这个盾牌都合在一起，一同作战。
So Mark 2:5 is an illustration of this. When Jesus saw their faith, he healed the man.
所以他在马可福音二章五节说，耶稣见他们的信心。
A man who was crippled, four men carried him. They couldn't get in because of the crowd. They went to the roof and let them down. And Jesus saw their faith, and he healed them.
他看到那个摊子，他有四个人抬着他从上面把他放下来。当耶稣看到这个他们的信心，然后他就说他的罪被赦了。
If we're to march forward as a church, God needs to see our faith marching forward.
我们作为一个教会，我们要朝前走的话，神要看见我们的信心。
Number four, to grow our faith, we need purpose.
若是我们增长信心，我们需要有一个目的。
God often gives us a purpose that requires us to trust in Him in special ways.
神常常给我们目的，是要我们以特殊的方式信靠他。
On one occasion, He commanded His disciples to feed 5,000 people with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
有一个场合他要命令门徒用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人。
So, they had faith in Christ and fed 5,000 people.
他的门徒对他有信心，这样能够喂饱五千人。
Another occasion, he commanded them to feed 4,000 with 7 loaves and a few small fish.
另一个情形他给他们七条鱼。七个饼和几条小鱼。
They believed in Jesus and had faith in Him.
他们相信他，他们就能够喂饱四千人。
And then at the end of His earthly ministry, He gave a great commission to His disciples to go into all the earth and preach the gospel.
当他地上施工结束的时候，他要求他的门徒们到地球全地去宣扬他的福音。
And then He sent His disciples ahead to Jerusalem to wait for the Holy Spirit.
他要他们前往耶路撒冷去等待圣灵。
Giving us a sense of purpose is a way of stretching and strengthening our faith muscles.
当我们为目的而行的时候，让我们这个信心有增强的。
What is your purpose for living?
那我们的生活的目的是什么？
And then to grow our faith, we need perspective.
下面一点的关键点就是，若是我们增长我们信心，我们需要有认知。
We need perspective. We need to see things as God sees things.
我们的认知是我们要从神的眼光来看。
When the disciples asked Jesus to increase our faith, He answered by telling them that if their faith was as small as a mustard seed, they would be able to uproot and cast a tree into the sea.
当门徒要求耶稣增加他们的信心的时候，他告诉他们，如果他们的信心像芥菜种一样小，他们就能连根拔起，并将一棵树投入到大海。
Do you know how big a mustard seed is?
你知道芥菜种的有多小？
Look in your Bible, the period at the end of a sentence, that's the size of a mustard seed.
那就像一个标点符号。
If we have that size of faith, the size of a mustard seed.
那我们的信心就像芥菜种一样。
So the important issue is not the size of their faith, it's the size of their God.
这个重要点就是不是我们信心的大小，而是神的能力的大小。
It's not faith that moves mountains, it's God that moves mountains.
不是这个信心来移动这个山，而是神移动这个山。
The power of faith lies in the object of faith. What is the object of faith?
信心的能力出自于神。
Hebrews 12:2 reminds us, fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith.
希伯来书讲到仰望信心创始神中的耶稣基督。
This past week we looked at that on Wednesday night, that Jesus is the originator and he is the one who completes our faith.
这个星期三我们在交通的时候讲到神是创始神中的耶稣。
So problems are not big or small in God's sight. God doesn't see problems being big or small.
在神的眼中，我们的麻烦没有大小。
That's how we look at it.
在我们眼中，当然麻烦有大有小。
So our perspective needs enlarging to see God as capable of responding to the faith we have.
但我们的认知要看到神，有能力回应我们的信心。
Remember, it's the object of your faith, Almighty God, not the size of your faith that's important.
你要注重在你信心这个对象，这个信心的对象是全能的神。
In God, Psalm 56 verse 4, In God I have put my trust. I will not fear.
诗篇56篇四节讲，我依靠神必不惧怕。
I want to tell you the true story here about General Charles Grulak.
我愿意给你们讲一个真实的故事，Charles Kulak 这个将军。
This general is a Christian, and during the Gulf War, the war that was in Kuwait,
他是一个将军，在海湾战争的时候。
Kuwait is the first Gulf War there, and in Kuwait, he was in charge of operations. This general was in charge of operations.
在科威特的时候他是指挥这个后勤的。
And he had so many men, he figured they needed 100,000 gallons of water a day for these men, his soldiers.
科威特是缺水的地方，他有十万个士兵，他需要十万个加仑的水来供应士兵。
He prayed about this and his personal time with God, he prayed about it. They were sent from the airport into the interior of Kuwait, and there he knew of no place in that desert that he could find that much water.
在那个沙漠当中，他们从机场到内地，他们都没有能够找到水。
And as he prayed about it, I don't know, maybe he read about Moses and how God provided water for them in the desert.
那他祷告，为这个事情祷告，我也不知道，但也许他想到了摩西。
It was a Sunday morning before they were to attack. A man came running into his tent. General, you have to come and see this.
星期天早晨，在他们还没有进攻的时候，有一个士兵跑来找他说：“你必须来看。”
So the general went with the soldier, and not far from there.And not far from the road that they traveled, they had found a water well.
在他那个士兵带他去不远的地方看到一个井。
And that water well produced exactly 100,000 gallons of water a day.
那个井每天就是能够产生十万加仑的水。
I don't know what problem, what difficulty you're facing.But I know that God is greater than your problem and greater than your difficulty.
我不知道我们这个生活当中有怎么样的困难，但是我们可以有信心讲神是大过这个困难。
Let's bow in prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we come before you today and we ask that you would grow our faith.
父神，我们来到你的面前，愿你增加我们的信心。
Grow our faith through the preaching of the word and our reading of the Bible. May our faith be grown.
让我们能愿意听你的道，愿意增加我们的信心。
Lord, through our problems and difficulties, may our faith be grown.
当我们面临困难的时候，我们愿意的信心更被增强。
May we realize that we need to put our shields together and we need as a people of God that you would grow our faith and we'd march forward.
我也愿意我们认识到我们当我们在这世上征战的时候，我们合在一起，我们可以穿上信心的盔甲。
Realize that we have a purpose here to live, and you've given to us that purpose of feeding and giving the gospel to others, the word of God.
让我们这个生命有目的，愿意我们去传扬，为你传扬那美好的福音。
And may we have a proper perspective. We see things that God sees them.
让我们能够从神的眼光看事。
And realize that our faith is in a great and almighty God.
愿意看到我们这个信心的对象是一个全能的神。
Lord, I pray right now for each individual, whatever the size of their problem is, that you would help them to see and to look at a great God who is almighty and all-powerful.
主，我愿意为这边每一个人祷告，不管他们的所面临的困难是大是小，让他们都能仰望这个全能的神。
Help us to take the shield of faith and help us to walk the journey of faith.
愿意我们都拿起这信心的盾牌，让我们走这信心之路。
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
耶稣基督名祷告。